Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Another beautiful Saturday morning, and it's always a pleasure to be with you, our listeners. So, Kristen, last week we had a bit of a different show for those who listened. There was no guest.
There was not. The guest was us. We recapped all of our past guests. We did a capstone episode. We went through and picked out the key points each of the guests made in about success. And if you missed that show, feel free to go listen to it on our website, www.howardhollypresents.com, or on the podcast on iTunes. You search Holly Presents in the iTunes store. You can get our podcast. You can listen to the capstone episode. And if any of the guests jump out at you as something you want to go back and listen to, those episodes are available.
Good. And we also laid out our plan and what you can expect this quarter from us and the type of guests that we're going to be bringing. And hopefully you will be interested enough to make sure that you're listening to this every week. And so now let's talk about our guest. Our guest today is David Alphin. Now, let me tell you why I chose and asked David if he would appear on the show. David's only been in the Palm Coast, Flagler County area for a little over 2 years. But I don't believe I know anyone who's ever gotten as actively engaged in their community over such a short time as David Alphin. And I want to know what this guy is made of and what he's about. And I thought you would be interested in knowing that as well. Welcome, David Alphin.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for that gracious welcome. I'm pleased to be here on your show. I have had great admiration and inspiration on the guests that you've had on the show. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. David, you know, I'm not just being cavalier about this. I know you're active in your community in Grand Haven. You're a realtor here. You were on the committee that was put together regarding the superintendent search. You just volunteered for the committee that has to do with the courthouse and the decisions that have to do with that. You're very active in the leadership of the of FCAR, the Florida County Association of Realtors. David, is this one person I'm seeing, or is it multiple yous?
No, Howard, it's just one person, but one person on a mission, if you will. I have been fortunate to have had several successful careers. When it came time to make a move back to Florida, having grown up in St. Petersburg, Florida, I actually decided before we chose Palm Coast that the community I moved to would be one that I would become active in. I am a great believer in living in a community is a place where you need to contribute to your community.
Well, you've absolutely demonstrated that on behalf of everyone. Thanks, David. So tell me a bit about your background. And you just mentioned that you're from St. Petersburg, and you mentioned you've had a lot of success. Tell us more about you.
Well, growing up in St. Petersburg, I enjoyed Florida before it was well-developed. My family later moved to the Northeast to Manhasset, New York, where I went through high school. Following high school, I attended the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. After that, I started a career actually in my family's business, which involved the perfume and cosmetic industry. Quite an interesting experience, which gave me a travel voucher, if you will, for 62 countries around the world.
Wow.
Subsequent to that, I sold the family business, signing a non-compete. I had to find a new line of work. And believe it or not, I found the Boar's Head Company and became a Boar's Head distributor in the Catskill Mountains of Upper New York State.
And were you living in the Catskills?
I was living in the Catskill Mountains. As a matter of fact, I first landed in Woodstock, New York. And I can tell you that I was able to meet some of the original Woodstockers. They are still there. But anyway, I've had the advantage of a very varied business background. And again, having met with some success, I learned along the way that for a community to be healthy, the residents of the community have to contribute what they can to the community. And I've decided for myself, if I don't do it, if I don't lead the way, who will?
Yeah. If not me, who? Yeah. Agreed. So tell me, in all of that travel that you did globally, what did you learn?
Well, let me tell you the first thing I learned. Having traveled for 20 years in 62 countries, I can honestly say that everywhere I have been, okay, I look at Palm Coast and I say there is no place that I have ever traveled that I would rather be than in Palm Coast. And that's a long list of places. Yeah. And I say that without hesitation and without reservation. Palm Coast is my home and I am happy to be here.
Well, that's a heck of a statement. David, one of the questions I often ask our guests is, and you've mentioned, you know, success a couple of times in your comments already. So you would say you've been successful, but I'd like to know, how are you measuring that success?
Today I'm measuring that success by being able to contribute to the county we live in, the city we live in, and the community I happen to live in, the Grand Haven community. I participate in all of those communities to varying degrees by serving on a variety of committees, which you mentioned. I also look forward to being able to invest more of my time in the economic development of Flagler County.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've done in my real estate business, and I chose real estate by design, there is no business or career that will orient you more quickly to a community, let you meet more people, and learn about a community faster than real estate.
Mm-hmm.
The other component of my real estate business is I coined a phrase that says that real estate is a local business, best done by local people using local resources.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, I have made it a point to use only local resources to build my real estate business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Now, David, I know that you've got a radio show of your own that's going to be begin broadcasting. Can we talk about that, or is it still under wraps?
No, it's a big secret, but since it's you, Howard, no, not at all. I'm glad to talk about it. However, I do have to correct you just slightly.
Okay.
The show will be hosted by myself, but more importantly, by Toby Tobin.
That's a good point.
Of Go Toby. For those of you out there that are loyal followers of Toby, or those that don't know about him, he is really the Flagler County authority.
Absolutely.
On real estate in our area, and has been writing and syndicating about real estate for many, many years now. I hope to learn from Toby on the show as well, and we will have a long list of interesting guests. But let me tell you what the theme of the show is very briefly. Toby and I, we've known each other for a while now, share a common interest. That interest is that we have an obligation to educate our customers, both buyers and sellers. We strongly believe that an educated customer will be a better customer for realtors. If a buyer or a seller knows more about the transaction they are doing, they will experience less anxiety and they will make better decisions for themselves. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my branding, which is Exceptional Performance, means that we offer the highest level of service. We want to make sure that a real estate transaction, which probably is one of the largest financial transactions a person will ever make in their lifetime, is done according to the book, is done according to the standards, and is done as well as we can possibly make it happen.
So would I conclude then that your target audience are just residents and not really the real estate industry?
Our target audience is everyone that currently lives in Flagler County and all of those that will come to live in Flagler County.
Good.
We will also assist people that are moving, unfortunately, away from Flagler County.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our home and this is our focus.
Good. Well, David, this has been great so far. We're going to continue our conversation on the other side of these commercials. My name is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds with our guest, David Alphin. We will be right back.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Greetings, Cindy Dalecki here from Marketing to Go, and we are moving to the center of town, Central Park Town Center, that is. We will be located at 145 City Place. It's the Lone Building near the lake at Central Park. Curly Tail Design is moving there, too. We feel blessed to help lead the way at Town Center. This area is primed to become a high-tech corridor in years to come, and we want to be positioned to be a part of it. Let us create a buzz about your business. Reach us at 386-566-3466 or visit us online at marketingtogo.biz.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And our guest today is David Alphin, who is the owner and founder of Exceptional Performance, a real estate firm here in Palm Coast, Florida. And we've been talking to David about his background, and we were just talking about the radio show. One thing I'd like to close up on the radio show before we continue this segment: how will you measure its success? You put the show together and you're going to be out there, but how will you know that you're achieving your objectives?
I think the answer to that is people stop and think for a minute. Realtors working 7 days a week, depending on the customer's requirements, touch a great many people during the course of their week. If you think about it, we touch buyers and sellers, people looking to move here, people looking to move from point A to point B within our area, or people moving away. I think that we will hear directly from our customers what they think, but more importantly, what they would like to know about real estate to make the transaction better for them. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. There are a lot of complicated steps in a real estate transaction. If we can facilitate the process, if we can assist them in making a better transaction for themselves, then we have accomplished our goals. And I think we will actually hear that by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. So, David, and at this point in our show, we generally talk about adversity. And, you know, the premise that I have, and before we got on, you talked about having listened to some of our episodes, so I think you're familiar with it. But the premise that I have is that we learn more from the challenges that we face and overcome, from the adversities and the obstacles that we overcome. When I learn how to crawl over a wall the first time, the next wall is not an impediment, right? So you've had a very successful life. I mean, anybody whose family owned a perfume company and things like that, you generally think, you know, silver spoon. They've not had any challenges. They've not had any obstacles. They've not faced any adversity. Has that been true?
To a certain extent, yes. But let me explain me personally.
Okay.
I had a role model to follow in my father. Mm-hmm. My father was a senatorial personality. Mm-hmm. Having served as the president of Chanel and the president of Max Factor gives you an idea of the type of audience that he was able to command. Well, throughout my growing up, and I will say this right up front, that my father has been my best teacher. Mm-hmm. I've had many great teachers. He has been my best. Simply put, what my father taught me to do was open the door and step through it. Don't just step through it, but step through it at a brisk pace.
That is good counsel.
And I have found that has really worked. I find, and when I do speak to other people, people tend to fear a little bit about the unknown. They mm-hmm. tend to fear an experience which they may not have had before. They tend to fear an awkward moment. What I was fortunate or blessed to learn, given from my family, was take the initiative, lead the way, take that step, and it will reward you. It doesn't work out every single time, but I can tell you over a career of more than 40 years now, it has done a very good job for me, and I would highly recommend that.
So what I would draw from that, though, David, is you have gone through doors that may not have been ideal. You've not been timid about going through them, but you had a degree of confidence that you could be successful no matter what you would face. Is that what you're saying?
I absolutely agreed. I would say that each door that you briskly step through adds to that self-confidence. And quite honestly, self-confidence is such a key component of success.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the other thing that I wanted to ask you is, you know, you said you haven't faced much adversity, but you've talked about, you know, you have faced challenges, of course, and obstacles. But I can't help but wonder, if you haven't had much adversity, why'd you sell your firm?
Well, I sold my firm because I was made an offer by a much larger company. It was just – I also like to think of myself as a shrewd businessman. Mm-hmm. So when the offer comes and it's better than you expected, that's what you do.
Did you know what you were going to do afterwards?
I had no idea. I found myself after serving a five-year bridge to allow the new buying company transition.
Well, this was a non-compete, you mean?
Yes,
so you
a non-compete.
5 years that you couldn't go and do certain things.
That's correct.
Okay.
I found myself much too young to retire and needing a new career and a new life. And I struggled with that, I have to say. I looked around. I had reached an age where I wasn't such a young man for many opportunities. But believe it or not, I found a continuity in my prior business, which was perfume and cosmetics, in the Boar's Head delicatessen meat distribution. And I bought one of those in upstate New York. And I'll just, as a quick aside, I will explain to you, the Boar's Head family actually took their merchandising and marketing concept from the fragrance and cosmetic industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all about service and all about training.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, both of my prior careers have focused on service and training.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, clearly you overcame that uncertainty about what to do. And my compliments for having identified and found a very good way to be successful and to contribute. So building on that concept of contribution, though, and you talked that your measure of success is your ability, the fact that your life allows you to make these contributions of time to the county, to the city, and to Grand Haven. And my premise is that we learn through our challenges and our barriers and our obstacles. So to put those two together, what challenges and obstacles do you think our county, our city, need to be prepared to face in order to achieve our ambitions over time?
I think the number one challenge we face is the appearance of the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. And that will lead into the fact that I am very complimentary to all of those that have built our fine community.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say that it's now time to take a fresh look at what we have today and where we are going. The millennial generation, of which I have a 15-year-old daughter who is a part of that generation, will provide us with new challenges in real estate, but throughout the county that we have not seen before. Mm-hmm. They have a different focus. They have a different concentration. They have a different interest.
Mm-hmm.
A huge challenge for us because they are the future of Flagler County.
So I would interpret that to say that while we expect that certain people, certain kids will leave as they always do, because one of the things you do is you want to leave home. We've all done that. But as a community, both the county and the city, we have got to figure out how to attract people from the millennial generation back here and keep some of those that would normally leave if the past pattern were to continue.
Absolutely true. If you continue to skim the cream from the container every year, you will never have the best and the brightest or the best product here in the county. So we have to work diligently to find ways to attract them, to find them careers that will make them comfortable and make them interested in returning to their roots in Flagler County.
Now, as you know, we had Jacob Oliva on here a few weeks ago, and he is now, or you know, is now superintendent. But one of the things that we talked about with him, in addition to his background, was his Flagler flagship program. And I know that you've recently joined the board of the Flagler Education Foundation, and you participated in a workshop that we conducted around the flagship program. So do you see this as one of the tools that we can use to help address that challenge that you see?
This is a huge tool and a resource that Jacob is bringing forward for the county. And it's a long-term project that will result in providing opportunity to bring our students, our scholars, back to Flagler County. My focus is actually at the younger end of the education system. I am currently working, as you said, with the Education Foundation. We are actually creating a early learning center at Bunnell Elementary School, which will be flagshipped or opened this coming new school year. The purpose of the project is to allow every child in Flagler County who can afford or not afford the experience to be involved in an academic environment so that they are well prepared when school begins. Not all kids are fortunate and come from a structured or academic oriented environment. This will give them a leg up so that they are competitive when they start their nursery and elementary school programs.
So, David, we're going to have to bring this to a close. Our last two shows, I've been saying to Kristen, right, Kristen, that I wish we had more time. But she doesn't know if she should say anything or not.
I'm debating.
Yeah, what she wants to say. But anyway, we've got to close it up so she realizes we have no time. Let me just say the reason I wanted you on here was really because of your the way you stepped through the door in a brisk manner with regards to this community. And your contributions and your engagement, I've never seen anyone do it. I hope it's a model for many others. And I want to issue a thank you to you on behalf of Flagler County, Palm Coast, and our community for the great job that you do here. Thank you, David Alphin.
Thank you both. It was a wonderful day.
All right, everyone, we will be right back after this word from our sponsors. Take care.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. My name is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And we just finished with our guest, David Alphin, who's the owner of Exceptional Performance Real Estate here in Palm Coast. And Kristen, David didn't have quite the adversity of some of our other guests.
He didn't, but I think he still had some good tips around becoming successful for the listeners. And I think it's all back to the whole fear thing. That's what really got me. You know, there's these doors. You open the door. You're going to timidly step through the door. Yeah. Make sure there's nothing on the other side that's going to eat you. No, that's not how you have to do it. You have to conquer that fear, have self-confidence, open the door and run through it. You know, whatever's on the other side, you have to know that you can knock it down. So it's kind of like what Pam said when we talked to her, and she said it's all about believing that you deserve to be where you are and believing that you deserve what's on the other side of that door. The same thing. You have to believe that that door's there for a reason. When you open it, get your butt through it.
Yeah. I think there is a timidity that we generally have when we're moving from a comfort zone to our area where we're not as comfortable, where we have some discomfort, and moving from one to the other, it's hard to pull up the emotion of briskly walking through, to step into the unknown in a brisk manner. But I think that was very good counsel from David.
Yeah, I mean, the door's there at a time when it needs to be there. If you open it and you're going through it slowly, you're either going to miss your chance, someone else is going to come in and take your chance. Anything could happen. You take the opportunity when it's there.
So, Kristen, what did you think of his comment about the millennial generation?
The millennial generation is really important to Flagler County. I think it was when he talked about the flagship program, mm-hmm. that I find really exciting. The thing they're doing at Bunnell Elementary School mm-hmm. to get the kids that aren't, that might not have the same opportunities as some kids that come from families that are more academically.
They have more structure, more support.
Mm-hmm. That I think is great. The whole flagship Flagler program, I am really excited to see how that turns out, especially having little kids who are, you know, of school age, just to see what happens.
And he says it's a time for a fresh look in regards to how we approach our young people here. And perhaps this is the vehicle by which we can do that. So one last comment is on his radio show, I was a bit surprised. I think it's going to be called Real Estate Cafe or something like that. And I like the fact that it's going to be targeted really to everyone, to the buyers, the sellers, right?
Well, I think it's perfect. And Toby, I mean, I love Toby.
Absolutely.
But even aside from me loving Toby, Toby has so much knowledge.
Right.
He's just a wealth of real estate knowledge. Yep. I think it's going to be great.
He's going to be a huge asset. So let's talk about what we need to do and how people can communicate with us.
They can like us on Facebook, where we post updates. We post pictures of the guests, pictures of Howard and I interviewing the guests. We are Howard Holly Presents on Facebook.
So as always, we're going to wrap up this Saturday and hope that you have enjoyed the show. We will be here again on WNZF or on your podcast next Saturday. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And we both wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.